Cabinet has approved a policy position submitted by the Environment Minister, Barbara Creasy, to close lion facilities and end commercial exploitation of lions, canned hunts of lions, also agreeing to phase out the intensive management and captive breeding of rhinos and to enhance the conservation of wild leopards. There are other aspects as well, which we might get to if we have time. Chatting to Don Pinnock, environmental and investigative journalist. Don, good morning.
Good morning, John.
The issue of the ending of the captive breeding of lions, nobody outside of the industry itself is going to be upset about that. Has there then been agreement on the phasing out, how long people have to get rid of the lions which are under their control at the moment and what is done with those lions?
John, that's the one bit of policy that we're waiting for. There was a committee put together by Barbara Creasy to look into the nitty-gritty, the details of that process. And that should come out, it's expected within a week or so. The policy position which was passed by Cabinet is the sort of broad piece of agreement, and it will be filled in by this finer detailed committee report. What they're going to do is, it's hard to know at this stage. You've got probably, 10,000 lions on farms, over 300 farms. These are going to be closed down. We don't know at this stage exactly how and what they're going to do.
The industry, look, I haven't seen much coverage of this issue in a while. Perhaps my focus has been elsewhere, but the last time I was looking reasonably closely at it, the industry wasn't happy at all, and I presume they are still not happy. Not happy to the point of threatening legal action, that I don't know, do you?
I would be surprised if there wasn't legal action. The industry won the right to trade rhino horn in South Africa by saying that the government can't close it down. It's a legitimate capitalist process. It's interfering with their right to raise money. They might well do that. But Creasy has been pretty implacable about this. You know, there was the Rhino Committee of Inquiry 2015, Portfolio Committee on Lion Colloquium 2018, high-level panel, sustainable use white paper. She's really making quite sure that all the dots have been crossed on the I's, and she's going for it. I think she's going to make it happen. So 5 years ago, I wouldn't have imagined that you could have a pronouncement from the cabinet saying we're closing lion farms, but there it is. So I think she's going to make it happen.
I am at the moment ambivalent because I don't really know enough about it. The one of the other cabinet thumbs ups, phasing out intensive management and captive breeding of rhinos. What's your feeling on that as somebody much closer to it? Because that's where the majority of South Africa's rhinos are at the moment, in private hands and being bred by private rhino breeders. John Hume has got rid of his property, but he was the biggest player in this for a while. Are you as pleased about this as you are about the ending of the captive breeding of lions and canned lion hunts?
Well, John, like you, I mean, private owners have been a success story in bringing the rhino back from the threat of extinction. They've been very good doing that. John Hume, I mean, he had 2,000 rhinos, and he successfully bred them, but, you know, financially came apart. And they were saved, really, I suppose, by Africa Parks, which bought the whole lot and is now redistributing them through Africa. The distinction is intensive breeding of rhinos and rhinos just generally in game parks being looked after. That's the distinction that has been made here. Intensive breeding of rhinos is breeding them like cattle on a farm, selecting the bull, deciding which, you know, female is covered and stuff like that. So there's no problem with rhinos on farms that are, well, reserves really, that are in open systems. The problem I have is with intensive breeding rhinos, which obviously, you know, Creasy has as well. So it's a yarnier kind of situation, John. I think the private owners are very good at looking after their rhinos. The intensive breeding is what the problem is.
Okay. And I don't think there are going to be too many people who are going to be upset, except maybe some sellers and some buyers, that the live export of lions, elephants, leopards, and both rhino species will only be exported to habitats within Africa, which means that what has been making some people a lot of money, selling South African animals to Asian zoos, will be put a stop to.
Yeah, that follows a CITES ruling, actually, at the last CITES meeting that had that specification about elephants. And it's now been taken over to the others, to lions, etc. It's probably a good thing, I think, because what's been happening is there's been a boom in Chinese zoos, and there's been a massive demand for African animals into those zoos, and those conditions are not great. They turned, you know, a lot of them turned into sort of circus animals in the zoos. So I think it's a good thing to stop our animals being exported out of Africa into those sort of in Vietnam as well. They're not in good condition in those spaces.
And then finally, Don, some of our neighbours, Zimbabwe, Botswana, are very keen to start selling rhino horn and elephant ivory again, but Cabinet has approved a policy that South Africa will work to support international trade only when, quote, conditions become favourable, unquote, which is difficult to know what to think of, because we don't know what the view is on what conditions might be deemed to be favourable for the resale.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very clever sidestep. You know, it's not going to infuriate the many rhino people and you know, wanting to sell through CITES. I don't think CITES is going to let it. It has been pretty stoic on not allowing ivory and rhino horn trading. I don't think that it's going to move. In fact, CITES is moving in the other direction. If you look at the banning of trophies in the States and Britain coming up. But it's saying to local breeders who want to sell rhino horn, look, we're not against you, but we're waiting for the right conditions, which is a yarnia again. You know, it's maybe.
Thanks very much, Don Pinnock, environmental and investigative journalist.